The impact of Job cannot be overemphasized. Almost 20 years later, Zeisel was asked in a radio interview when a Jewish feeling first became noticeable in his work. "I believe it was in Paris," he replied, "when I was commissioned to set music to Joseph Roth's book on Job. The story of the persecuted Jew who escaped from Poland to America suggested in itself an outspoken Jewish music." Asked what he meant by Jewish music, Zeisel responded, "I mean a deep religious feeling, something like a prayer." Position two now. Zeisel is a composer, a European composer, living in America. Soon, Paris grew unsafe. Again, the Zeisels narrowly escaped. They sailed to New York, arriving in September 1939. Throughout the trip, Eric, the man who suffered from Austrian sickness, exuded a new strength, a new determination. Success with performances and publication came quickly and with deceptive ease. NBC, for example, broadcast the Little Symphony three times in the space of 6 weeks. Mills Music published three small works, and Associated Music publishers seemed ready to distribute his larger works. Renting a house in Mamaroneck, New York, Zeisel plunged into an operatic setting of Job, libretto by John or Hans Kafka. By 1941, he had completed Act One. The music flows continually in a kind of Sprechgesang with lyrical set pieces interspersed. The orchestra, which underlines the action with appropriate rhythms and tone colors, bears the burden of reiterating and transforming this song of the still almost inarticulate Mendelssohn. The tenor of Zeisel's American output had been established. However, life rarely moves in a logical manner. The remainder of Job had to be postponed. A lengthy creative silence ensued. A new life in a new country and the need to earn a living were contributory causes naturally. An additional cause was the birth of a daughter, Barbara. Later, Eric happily admitted that she had taken 2 years out of his life. Barbara did. Negotiations with conductors and publishers were moving less smoothly, and in 1941, upon an invitation from MGM, Zeisel moved to Hollywood. Here he settled and produced a quantity of film music. Sadly, the opportunity that appeared so glamorous at a distance of 3,000 miles failed to materialize. In short, some successes notwithstanding, his film years were bitter and disillusioning. In California, he resumed a serious composition. The first works, however, do not further the direction begun with Job, but revert to Zeisel's European style. There is first the incidental music for Emil Ludwig's play, The Return of Ulysses, premiered at the Pasadena Playhouse, January 27, 1943. This humorous story reveals the real reasons why the hero took 10 years to return home. He was not unwilling to dally with assorted nymphs. Even here, a particularly poignant theme is associated with Ithaca. Zeisel called this the theme of Heimweh, or longing for home.